Thank you. Glory to God. And my brother, your testimony, I tell you, your testimony just went right, just goes right into, God is so awesome, just goes right on into a word of wisdom, a word of encouragement to give for the people today, which is about hope. Your hope, you kept that hope alive. You hoped on God that that will go through. It was your hope and your determination to know that we are dealing with God of hope. We're dealing with God of hope. So we know, you know, throughout these trying times, things are going on, and some people, even as Christians, are really losing hope on what's going on today, thinking whether they're going to lose a home. Yet, hallelujah, you gained a home. Amen. So God is still in the business. I'm telling you, God is still blessing. God is still working, no matter what it looks like. We just have to continue to believe and have hope in the Lord. So I am just excited. People don't know whether they're losing a job. Some lost their job. Some lost time in jobs. You know, some people lost, you know, some benefits because they lost their job. And I just want to encourage people just that God, we're dealing with a God of hope. There is still hope no matter what. We believe in hope to the end, till he take us on home. We believe in God hope. There's Romans 5:1-2. I'm just going to read two verses of Romans. And that's 5:1-2, where it says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope, we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So some people may ask, what is hope? What is hope? Or what is the difference between hope and a wish? Amen. The difference between the two is that a wish is something that can't be guaranteed. Amen. And to happen, but Christian's hope is an expectation of what God has promised. So when we hope, we hope it in God's expectation, because he already promised. He promised he's going to give it to us. He promised he got us. We just going to move and believe and have hope. And the reason I used to wonder why they said keep hope alive, keep hope alive. Hope is alive because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is our hope. He is our hope. We can have the assurance of our hope because the basis of it is found in Christ. Jesus sacrificed himself for us. Therefore, we can now be in the relationship with God. We can be comfort in knowing that no matter what, God has our back, and we can be in peace with whatever comes our way. It's going to come our way. Trials, tribulations, going to come. But we hold on to every hope of God that he is going to move. And sometimes we may not feel him, we don't see him, but we trust him. We trust him. That's the whole point of serving God. We can't serve a God that we can't trust. Amen. So we hold on to every hope that God has given us. We have based our hope on God's word, which is the truth and nothing but the truth. They said that in a court of law. Amen. Do you promise to speak the truth and nothing but the truth? So help me, God. We meditate on it. We have no reason to worry because God always has us. You went in there worrying, thinking about a credit score. God had already said, I am the God of hope. I got you. It's already done. Amen. It's already done. We got to hang on to the faith. Hey, faith and hope is a partner. Faith and hope is a partner. Now, you might ask, how do we live in that hope? How do we live in that hope? Because we are faced with trying times. People doesn't see where the hope come in at. People, like I said, they're losing their jobs. People don't know now that school, with the schooling with their kids, how are they going to school their kids? How are they going to work? You know, some have younger kids. How am I going to stay home with the kids now that school has been chosen for the teachers? Don't want to come into the schoolhouse because of the pandemic and because of the virus. So now you are hoping that the system, the government, the state will look out for the working parents as well as the children that needs to be in school. Amen. So now you might ask, how do we live in that hope? Here are two truths. Here are two truths that we can remember and practice when life seems hopeless. Amen. When life seems hopeless. We have hope in God because he has good plans for us. My favorite script, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for you to prosper and not to harm you. God never plans to harm us. God never will. That's not the God we serve. He never will. So he had plans for us. And plans to give you hope and a future. So if he planned to give you hope in a future, he planned to give you a future, you got to see through it and go through something to see the future. So knowing that the future is coming and the future is built on a lot of hope, a lot of God promises. God has special and specific plans for each of us, it may be a little different. Each plan of us, it may be different. However, each plan is very important and no one can change that. Can no one change what God has? What God has for you is truly for you. It may take time to get it, but it's for you. It's for you. I just was telling a coworker, because, you know, a lot of changes is going on, you know, in the workplace. And I'm telling her, and she's worrying. I'm telling her, hey, she said, I just got to keep hope alive. I said, you have to, because God is alive. So you got to. And just know he's working behind the scenes. And sure enough, when we went into a meeting, I saw it. I saw the manifestations of God. I saw the hope. I saw what he's already doing in the background that we can't see, but it will manifest. It will manifest. Hallelujah. So God will work, but we don't know when or how God will work, but he will. He's guaranteed to will. We can live with hope because our God is faithful to keep his promise. Unlike our plans, his plans can never be stopped. Amen. Our plans can be stopped. Our plans might can have a pause in it, but God's plan will never be stopped. Can't no devil in hell stop God's plan. So don't let him get up in the playground of your head thinking that it ain't gonna happen, because it did happen. It is happening. Hallelujah. Brother Lester, keep hope alive, knowing God got your back, knowing that whatever you're going through, that you're saying it's taking time to get through, he's working it all out. He's working it all out, and you will see the manifestation of it. Amen. Without hope, there is nothing available for your faith to pull into manifestation. So you got, that's why I said the hope and faith is partners. They work together. Amen. Then the second thing to keep us going with hope, to know that we can trust and build on hope, that we have hope in God because he will finish what he started. We may start some things and not finish, but not God. If God started, he will finish. If he sent you on a mission, he's going to supply you with the tools to complete that mission. Because we serve an awesome God. When we were saved by God, he began an incredible work in you to transform you into the likeness of Christ. Everything you go through, whether it be good or whether it be bad, God will use for your growth and for his glory. Amen. We serve an awesome God. It's just the idea of being patient as we wait on him. Is the idea of just trusting in him, no matter how hopeless things may seem. We serve a mighty, mighty God that is live, alive, and well. Again, not just the slogan, keep hope alive. Why do you think they say keep it alive? Because God is alive. So we keep that hope alive. Whatever we're hoping for, the homes, we're hoping that a sick person get well. Amen. Because he said, you are healed by my stripes. You were healed. So the healing is already just having manifest. So we continue to build on God's hope, no matter what it look like, no matter what the government say, no matter what the state may say, no matter what your boss may say, that we are living in the world that we have to hold on tight to God's hope. We have to hold on to his hope because that is all we have. And that is enough. His grace and his mercy is all we need. It is sufficient. Amen. And I'm just going to say a short prayer. And I said it would not be long, but then I'm still going to open the floor for any commentary or anyone want to share anything they may have hoped for, to know that it will come to pass or that it had already come to pass. Amen. So, and it's not always about tangible things. It's not always about tangible things. I'm hoping and praying for peace for one another, hoping and praying that this pandemic will end, and it will. We just have to be obedient by the rules that the doctors and the scientists give us to do. But our hope is on God that it will end, because he will end when he's ready, when it's time. We just hold on and believe in him, love one another, learn to forgive. That's a big help. Learn to forgive, stop holding grudges on people. You know, humble yourself to go to someone if you feel you offended them, to forgive them. All that is based on love, is based on faith, is based on hope. Amen. So we'll bow our heads. Lord God, I thank you for being the rock on which we stand and the one we put our hope in. You are the one we put our hope in, the only one, God, that we put our hope in. Nothing is possible without you, Lord. So we have thank you for the great gift of life, Lord God. You have given us, and the hope of better things to come. Amen. Stay encouraged. Keep hope alive.